Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, back to NFL work, and joined by NFL draft analyst, NFL.com, and co-host of The Bench on 97.5 in Houston, Texas, Lance Zierlein, Zierlein joins us. Lance, sorry about that. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What was that intro? It sounded like bootleg Bobby Brown. Like, not the real Bobby Brown, but a real bootleg version of it.
Yeah, we got a lot of, like, bootleg 80s version songs that pop up from time to time.
Yes, our producer's a little bit out there.
There's a Snoop Dogg version, too, that's kind of bootleg, too. So you got the Bobby Brown version.
Hey, Lance, I gotta talk about the Houston Texans version of protecting a lead defensively at the end of that game. And, I mean, I think you could make the same complaint about the Saints Monday night. I mean, shoot, they let the Texans go 75 yards in two plays to take the lead. But as somebody who's followed the X's and O's of the NFL for as long as you have, when is the day going to finally come that they put this prevent defense thing away forever, or is it ever going to come?
Well, I mean, I think there's reasonable prevent defenses. I think the name prevent defense is outdated. You have to have, you know, I think it needs a rebrand, I'll tell you that much. And I do think that I really honestly believe that philosophically you've got to take a strong look at how you approach it and when you approach it. And I think with the Texans, it was funny. They rushed two. When I went back and watched it, I'm like, you know what? They rushed two. They actually were pressing up at the top of the screen at the – on the left side, you know, going from the quarterback moving forward on the left side, the two wide receivers up there. It was just that on the right hand side, the Z receiver, where Jonathan Joseph, the most veteran cornerback, was giving 10 yards, a 10-yard cushion. I mean, you know, Romeo Crennel took a lot of heat here in Houston, but a lot of that has to be the instincts of a veteran player who has to know, look, if you give any, you know, rerouting to the wide receiver at all, Drew Brees is going to have to hold it just a step longer, a step, you know, and 1 second longer could be the determining factor between the ability to call a timeout or not. And so that was a big mistake also by Jonathan Joseph. But, yeah, the prevent defense thing, and listen, the Saints were not in a prevent defense. They blitzed their free safety on the touchdown to Kenny Stills. So the Saints were trying to come after the Texans, and that's one of the reasons they got beat. But there's a balance between playing smart and playing soft. And the Texans played super soft at the end. And, now they're 0-1.
Lance, as we're on the subject of the Texans, I want to ask you a little bit about Deshaun Watson. He had the tremendous rookie year before he gets hurt. Was under duress most of last year. Had a really good game to start this first game of the season. Do you think Deshaun Watson has proven himself as one of, like, the real deals in Texas?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look at his first seven games in 2017, the body of work last year, where there were some ups and downs, and then you look at the first game this year, he had games on the road where he could have beaten Philadelphia, who won a Super Bowl last year. He had them beat dead rights, and the same thing happened on Monday night. He had the Saints beat in New Orleans. In 2017, he had the New England Patriots Super Bowl winner beaten in New England, and he had the Seattle Seahawks beaten in Seattle. All four of those potential road wins turned into losses in the last 1 minute of the game because of just terrible defense. So the ability to do that, to me, is a big indicator of who he is and where he is. Now, he has some holes. One of his is that, you know, he hangs on the football too long. I think he still has to work on getting himself protected a little bit better because his offensive line clearly needs help, but there are some things he can do a little bit better as well. But when you just look at the ability to impact winning, which I always feel like there's game breakers and they're snap takers, and there's nothing wrong with being a snap taker and a game manager, but I mean, he's clearly one of those guys who can elevate those around him where I think you look at another quarterback in the state, Dak Prescott. I think Dak needs a lot of things around him.
Yeah.
Dak played great the other day, but I think Dak needed Amari Cooper. You put Cooper there, and look, DeAndre Hopkins is in Houston, so you can certainly make a case for him there. But Dak Prescott has played with a great offensive line. Deshaun hasn't. Dak Prescott has played with Ezekiel Elliott. Deshaun has played with Lamar Miller and whatever else happened to be there. So I think Deshaun is a game breaker, and this year I expect him to take that next step into, you know, conversation of the top five or six in the league for sure. Mm.
Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, and co-host of The Bench, 97.5 in Houston, joining us. Let's stay in that division, Lance. I'm sure you're familiar with it. So I wanted to ask about the Indianapolis Colts and their situation, losing Andrew Luck. They came out here to L.A., you know, took the Chargers to overtime, which I think was pretty impressive considering everything they've gone through. What do you think about Jacoby Brissett? And you know, originally a lot of people were thinking the Colts could be a team that could maybe even press the Patriots and the Chiefs. I think probably people are going to forget about them now that Andrew Luck is gone. Should they forget about the Colts?
No, absolutely not. And if you watch the game, you understand why. Jacoby Brissett did not play bad football. He actually played fairly well. But I think what's really impressive about the Colts right now is that they have a running game that is such a bully ball brand of football where they are really good from guard to guard, like really good at moving people off the ball and doing what they want to do from a running standpoint. Quentin Nelson had one of the most dominant games that I have ever seen in the NFL for an offensive lineman against the Chargers. And they really stuck it to the Chargers. I mean, one of the ways that they stayed in that game is that they ran it so well against the Chargers. And Darius Leonard did not have a particularly good game, but once that pass rush starts to come around, which it showed signs of it, once Darius Leonard gets in his game, I think Jacoby Brissett is definitely good enough to help the Colts compete for a division title. I have no doubt about that because they do have defense, they have a rushing attack, and this year compared to last year, they've got a lot more targets. They've got plenty of targets, and Jacoby Brissett, people will look at his record now. They'll say, okay, he's 4-12 as a starter. Yeah, but really, when you look at who he's had to operate with when he was with the Colts, you know, back in 2017, I mean, a lot of those guys aren't even with the Colts, and some aren't even in the league anymore. So this is a different story for the Colts. I think the Colts are still a very dangerous team in the division. Now, Jacksonville, I think that's a team that is just waiting to implode. So, me, it feels like it's going to be a three-team race in the AFC South between Texans and the Colts and the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm. Lance, I have to ask you because you watch so much film. Were you surprised at all how Pittsburgh performed? Now, not necessarily win losses, because I think at least most people expected the Patriots to win that game, but to see the Pittsburgh struggle not only offensively but defensively, was that a surprise at all to you?
You know, here's why it's really not where it shouldn't be, and it starts to crystallize. The way that you continue, one of the reasons that Pittsburgh has been so successful, and I could say this about the Ravens under Ozzie Newsome, about the Philadelphia Eagles for years, these teams that have a consistent track record of success, usually they have good quarterbacks, but the other thing that they have is the ability to put together solid drafts year after year. And if they have a down year, they don't follow it up with a second down draft. If you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers from 2013, let's say up to 2017, because I don't want to judge the 18 class too harshly yet, there's a lot of misses in there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. One guy, it's not their fault, Ryan Shazier, right, obviously the injury. But when you really go and look at the Pittsburgh Steelers' history of drafting from rounds 1 through 3, from 13 to 17, that's 5 straight years. It was very erratic. And that really ends up hurting your depth, and it really hurts your ability to replace, you know, aging starters and aging talent with up-and-coming quality starters. And so what's happened is they've really lost quality depth to jump from backup to starter, or from, you know, average starter to above-average starter. They just don't have that like they did in the past, and their secondary is not as good. They're from cornerback to safety. And so when you look across the roster, Bud Dupree, I mean, it's been a bust. Jarvis Jones has been a bust as an outside pass rusher. Kevin Colbert, who I've got a lot of respect for, he just hasn't he really had a stretch in there where he really struggled from a draft standpoint, and I think that's catching up with the Steelers' defense.
Great stuff, Lance. I appreciate it very much. I just want to sneak one quick thing. We've got a couple minutes left on the Cleveland Browns and the hype they had and then what happened to them in week one. Is this perhaps something that will kickstart them in the right direction, or is this a sign of things to come for Cleveland?
Well, you know, I think the good thing is Baker Mayfield is – there's a lot of things you can say about Baker, but I feel like he's a very confident guy, and I feel like he's somebody who's going to have – pretty good control of the team for being a young quarterback. Now, I think, you know, Odell Beckham is his own guy, and there's no telling what direction that could go. But I do feel like it – look, this is something that could slide in the wrong direction on for Cleveland. And I think all of us believe there could be some implosion there potentially, and we're all watching to see how combustible that is. But something tells me because of the talent level there, I think they just came out – and they just got smacked by a team that was ready to play them. I think it's going to end up being a wake-up call, and I think you'll see Cleveland answer to the bell. If they don't, then and they're more worried about what watches they're wearing on the field than actually, you know, going out and getting first downs. If that's their priorities, it's going to be a lot of trouble. And I do think there is some combustible elements on that team. So
just
if it
a little
sideways
bit.
Early on, it could be a problem.
Hey, great stuff. Lance Zierlein, enjoyed our conversation. NFL draft analyst from NFL.com and co-host of The Bench, 97.5 in Houston. Very intriguing and interesting stuff, Lance. I hope we're able to chat again. Thanks so much for the time.
I'll be around. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Lance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.